One whole year later, after losing my grandmother, and it still feels as fresh as it did that night we lost her. I continued on through college, and today is graduation. I wasn't a scholar or a straight-A student, but I worked my ass off to get into Emory University in Atlanta. 4 years seemed to pass by more quickly than I realized. I threw myself into my studies, and it all culminates tonight because I graduate with my bachelor's degree in history. The red brick walls of the campus surrounding me hold fond memories of the past few years. I can't help but grin as the building which held my dorm comes into view. Today starts the beginning of a new chapter. My dorm is packed with unattended boxes in the hallways as the sounds of luggage wheels against linoleum echo through the empty rooms. My room is no exception to the emptiness. My roommate has left the right side of our dorm room properly empty, her mattress back to the plastic cover as it was on the day we moved in. Two small boxes stacked in the corner of the room remind me to finish packing the remaining items on my wall. Photos aligned on my bulletin board above my desk. Memories of my favorite people captured on film sum up my life on one board. Pictures of myself with my grandparents, my father. I have always been a daddy's girl, but at the same time, I had no choice. Charlie is the only parent I have. He's my only relative left. The apprehension of returning home to the house I was raised in threatens to overshadow the solid fact that I will be a college graduate tonight. With a deep exhale through my lips, I unpin the photos from their position on the board and place them into the box beside me. My eyes transfix on the photo before me. It is the oldest photo, but most beloved in my possession. I unpin the photo and clutch it tightly in my hands, its frayed edges grazing my skin. The young woman with chestnut brown hair and a slicked back ponytail lays in a hospital bed cradling a newborn in her arms. Her body was exhausted, but she never stopped smiling. Just a few hours later, my mother passed away from a blood clot due to a complication giving birth to me. It's the only photo we have together. My father said that she held me and stared at me the entire time. She called me her Vita Mia because I was her life. I strived to be just like her when I grew up. Our love of history, art, and Shakespeare bonded myself with my mother and my Nona. Not only did we all share the same peridot green eyes and olive skin, but we went to the same university. Now I graduate with the same degree in history. I hope I do you proud, Mama, I say silently into the empty room, placing her photo into the box. My attention is turned back onto the board in front of me at the remaining photos. My best friend, my lover, my rock, my Lucas. We have been together since freshman year of high school. We were the epitome of opposites attract. He was your stereotypical baseball jock with the abs and the killer butt. I was known as the thick Italian girl with an attitude and a fat ass. I prefer the term spirited, if I'm being honest. But I was an infatuated schoolgirl as soon as I met him. His dimples almost had the ability to cast spells. I knew other women wanted him, but he only wanted me. I take the photos off the wall and hold them gingerly in my hands. His dimpled grin kisses my cheek as I hold his with my hand. I love this photo. That was the night of high school graduation, and he gave me the most beautiful promise ring. He vowed we would be together regardless of whatever happened in our lives. He was right. We would spend hours studying together, and when we were done, we always celebrated with a date with just the two of us. I lost my virginity to him junior year after homecoming. It was not like how you see in the movies. I was a bigger girl, and I always have been. I have thick Italian jeans that fit in ever thicker jeans. I had a hard time believing I could possibly give him pleasure, but every time he got off and I just took care of myself later. It's no big deal. I'm sure it will get better in time. It has to. Sex may not be my thing, but maybe in time and practice I will be better at it. Lucas and I always talked about a future after graduation. I am anxious for this future, but the future is ours.